Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Before
you go. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time for the check-in in partnership with our friends from the Bay Club, specifically Queen Annie. Annie, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think I might let Vinny take the lead on this one since and I know you have little kids too, Annie, but you guys are the ones dealing with the little kids at home during this quarantine.
Yeah, I don't know what you have specifically to help or to offer the people of the Bay Area, but I know they need it. So whatever you've got, we need it.
Well, it's certainly very interesting. I mean, I think one of the funnier stories that I've shared during quarantine time is that the first couple of weeks we're going through about 60 eggs a week. I mean, the volume of groceries that are happening in my house is pretty intense. Vinny, I've got to imagine that the changes at your house have been similar as well.
Well, I'll give you an example, and I can't do it. I can't show it to everyone right now, so I won't even bother. But our rec room, which is usually, it's useful, but it is now the wrecked room. It is absolute destruction. In the
and
room
don't bother opposite. Cleaning it up.
And there hasn't even been a bother to clean it up. It's the truth is the main parts of the house we're trying to keep in some order, but some of these offshoot rooms, you know, like the rec room, is just leave it. They're just going to go back in there and destroy it again. So at least we can shut the door and not look at it while we've got to keep some order in the other rooms in the house. So I don't know how people are living with it. It's really. Look, this is what I think, and then I want to let you offer any suggestions you've got. Most people, and this is for your business and even in your life, or certainly for us, we're set up to handle a minor speed bump, but we're not set up at all to handle a complete stoppage of right. everything we know to be normal. So this has changed the way we function. We've got a person who takes care of the kids who's not taking care of the kids. We've got... my wife works from home and isn't able to do that without crying in the background, which is tough for someone who's trying to, you know, keep up in the business world. Oh, her kids are crying again. Like, she's come out and just gone, I'm so bummed. That meeting just went awful.
Right.
What can you do, right?
Right. The Zoom calls that are interrupted by little heads or, fingers that dart into the background. I think everybody's absolutely dealt with that as well. And you're like, oh, they've made it into my conference call.
Mm-hmm.
That's new.
Yay, new star of the show.
New star of the show.
Hey, Annie, right. Have you heard about some of this? I actually think that this might be a little cottage industry for teenagers who are bored at home. There's people who are getting paid to entertain your kid on an iPad for an hour or two.
Virtual babysitting.
It's absolutely. It's like it's when they're done, because schoolwork isn't taking the 7 hours that they used to be at school. And so I've seen both virtual babysitting and apps like tutoring, right? Like, okay, I got my stuff done. So from 1 to 3, I'll offer tutoring for people that need help and do it over Zoom calls. And they're, you know, it's a great way to stay connected, but also it's so helpful, right, for the parent on the other end to be able to connect that way. It's pretty great during these times.
Do you think that after this whole thing is over, which, you know, hopefully at some point it does end, that people will put a greater value on teachers and the people who watch their kids during the day? Do you think that they're going to start to have a more comprehensive realization of what these people are doing for them?
I think we're there.
we're there.
I need $1 million a week to do this.
Yeah, it's week two, and I looked at them, and I said, there's a reason I'm not a teacher. I'm just not good at this. You know, right. I'm trying, but I didn't go into teaching because it's not really what I'm great at. And so I think that I'm there. I think a lot of parents are there. I think that we are so grateful that every day we have, you know, a kind human that's helping our kids through this education process. And yeah, I mean, and the resources that have become available are really, they're so necessary, right? Because you've got these days to fill where we're working and our kids are looking at us like, okay, what's next, mom or dad? How do
you're not working, you're home. Afternoon?
Right.
Yeah. We're home.
So now if you go to bakeclubs.com, you guys have had several conversations about this and there's some blogging and stuff that's happening on there. Annie, thank you for being on today. We'll see you on Tuesday as we do another check-in with you.
We'll see you on Tuesday. Yeah. And we're doing one thing I would just share. If you go to the Facebook pages, we're doing PE classes. So if you want your kids to get a PE class in, we're doing them Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 o'clock. They're live classes. I've got my boys in them. And it'll give you a little bit of a break when you need one.
And you can join the conversation at RadioAlice.com or BayClubs.com. Annie, always great to talk to you. And
great,
we'll see
you
on,
you.
On
Thanks,
Tuesday.
Annie.
Okay, bye.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone, my favorite.
Woo!
All Natural Stone helped us redo our kitchen, and it came out incredible. You can go to RadioAlice.com to see the before and after shots, pictures of our kitchen here at my house. They did such a good job. Their showrooms are set up. They've got, first of all, they're like the, I don't know what term you'd want to use, the Disneyland of tile. They've just got everything. And they have experts there that can help you. In fact, right now, while the showrooms are not open for business in the traditional manner, you can make appointments and go visit them. So do that. Go to their website, allnaturalstone.com, or make an appointment and visit one of their showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
And at allnaturalstone.com. All right. I was going to mention, just off of what Annie was talking to us about, that these exercise classes, the Bay Club's offering them wherever you can find them, but Bay Club specifically has them. Do it. Get your kid. They want something to do. Get them the exercise they need. It'll give you a free minute, and it'll also help them. I mean, look, they got to work this stuff out of their system somehow, right?
That is for sure.
This is a great opportunity for them to get some exercise in their life and get you a minute or two's break. Oof. Yeesh. Ah.
$1 million a week. That's
hard.
What it's worth. Yeah.
I know it's hard to listen to people bitch about it, but it's hard. It's where I really believe many small businesses and many families are set up to deal with a common cold, a small speed bump, but for business to be changed in such a major way, an unprecedented way, and we're just not set up for it.
No. I know I say it all the time, and I'm sort of making a joke out of it, like, I am so grateful I don't have little kids to deal with right now at my house. I am not kidding about that. Like, I know how hard that is, and I'm watching you and Chris with this struggle. Like, that is... It's tough. And imagine being one person, you know, one parent, or only having one computer and three kids who all need to go to school. I mean, I just don't know how people are doing this.
Well, they're all being maxed out, and there's no question it's hard. And yet this is just what we're doing. So that's why a resource like the Bay Club's exercise for your kids, use it.
Yep.
Absolutely use it, because it'll help. That's how we're getting naps out of. Right now, our youngest, she's one. On one day, she'll sleep for 2, maybe 3 hours in a nap. Mm-hmm. Another day, no nap. She'll punch you if you try to. You know what I mean? She's like, I'm fighting this all the way. It's not happening, everybody. And
then I'm going to be so cranky when I go to bed that I'm going to cry for an hour and a half. And you're going to deal with it.
Right. So what we're trying to do is work her out. We're trying to exercise her as much as possible the first part of the day, so that there's some, fingers crossed, chance that we're going to get a good solid nap.
It is nice to have it. And actually, when they're that little, naps actually help them sleep better at night. Like, they're just in a better headspace all the way around. Naps are real, and they need them.
Right. So anyway, I'll move on now into the news with a couple updates for you. I don't have a ton of time, and I do want to get to your text as well. So the stay-at-home orders have been issued here in California, and well, actually, they've been issued, I think, now throughout most of the country, but there are specific dates set that I think are going to get pushed. We haven't heard a push yet on that May 3rd date.
Right, that was the original.
We're creeping up on it, and I don't think they're going to keep that date as a day that everyone's going to get to go back to business. That's, let me see, that's Sunday, not this Sunday, but next Sunday is May 3rd.
Right around the corner.
It's not likely. There is a little article in the Merck on their website, when stay-at-home orders are set to end for all 58 counties. And again, most of them are listed as, this is an unlikely end date.
Right.
So if you want to read about it, I'm thinking, though, everyone that's got this, like, there's an April 30th. Really? Because that's right around the corner. Are we ready for that? I don't think so.
No.
So anyway.
I mean, it has to end at some point.
Well, and masks are going to be a big part of that. Get
the
that,
new
right?
reality. Yep.
Speaking like Marin County, for example, is listed as May 3rd.
Yeah.
It's in effect through May 3rd. You think everyone's going back at that point?
Nope.
I don't.
Well, and even if they try to, there's going to be a lot of businesses that aren't doing that and some businesses that are simply gone. I mean, it's going to be a weird walkout on the other side of this thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know for me and for you and for everyone here that, you know, is doing the show, this is fine. We're doing it from home and we've made it work. I look forward to going back, but I don't expect to be back on May 3rd.
No, I don't either. Well, it's Sunday anyway, but.
Well, whatever, that Monday.
Right.
But I don't.
I don't either. I don't want to. I actually want to watch what happens and see how many people get sick at work. And then I'll decide if I'm going back. No one gets sick. Right, Nicole? You're our guinea pig girlfriend.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
But we do have to wear a mask inside the building now.
You do have to?
Yeah, so when I park in the elevator just to go to the bathroom, so.
Oh, really?
You take it off there in the studio because you're totally alone and isolated.
But if I go to the bathroom or walk in the hallway.
A lot of people in the building? What's KCBS doing?
KCBS actually had a rule like about 2 weeks ago that nobody was allowed in and without a mask.
Oh, so there are still reporters going in and out of there.
Yeah,
and
but it's kind of since the start of this, it's kind of dwindled down the amount of people that are here. So it's really a ghost town here now.
You go on the second floor at all where all the other radio stations are? Is there anybody there?
I went
there?
Down there yesterday and there's hardly anybody.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't. Although, you know what? Here we are talking about it. But if our boss, Greg, gives the get back everybody back in order, I know I'm in. I have to work. I have to, you know, like I said, we're set up in a way that we're okay. We're going to be fine. But we can't go long periods of time without pay.
No. Nope.
Not at my house.
Nope.
So I'm going in.
Yeah.
When they say so. 61% of Americans now say they'll wear a face mask in public. That's up from a week or two ago when more people were like, nah, no way. Mm. Now it's like, yeah, I need to get out of the house. I'll put on a mask. You got
it. If that's what it takes, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. This is something that happened on Wednesday of this week that will likely never happen again. On Wednesday, there were more flights out of Billings Logan International Airport in Billings, Montana, than out of JFK in New York.
Wow.
Billings had 77 flights. JFK had 70.
Oh, my God.
If you don't know JFK Airport,
it's a big one.
It's a madhouse. It's a big airport, and it's surprising to see.
I live next to the airport here, and I see mostly Amazon planes taking off now. Oh. I usually always watch the planes take off, and now all I see is Amazon planes.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Is it loud at your house from that? Do you notice it?
I notice it, but it's only when I go outside, really. We have like these double pane windows. We got to open one and open the next one.
Yeah.
So it's actually not so bad. I'm used to it. Everybody in the house is, you know.
You do get used to it. It's like breathing, you know, just or like the ocean. You
it's
just
almost
stop hearing
soothing.
It.
I like
yeah.
it.
One of the things that we've been doing, I've told you guys this a couple times here at my house, because we can't really do much when the kids are up and around. But as soon as they go to bed, we get to have a date night on the weekend nights. So nice. We've been doing that, like an 8 o'clock-ish, dinner sort of gets started, and then we eat late, but it allows us to have a minute to ourselves and also eat what we want. It looks like a lot of people are having to do their, stay-at-home dates now. And many people consider cooking a turn-on. I'm surprised to hear that.
I definitely think so. Somebody puts down some amazing meal in front of you that you know they cooked for you. It's kind of hot.
So this is an option for you as you're dealing with this new normal. Many people consider a steak a romantic home-cooked meal. Pasta, chicken, pizza, burgers, lobster, mac and cheese, soups on the list, tacos, sushi, and risotto.
Oh.
Whatever.
I think I'm having the opposite. Like, we can't have a date night because at night, that's when our kids are like, they're nocturnal. So that's when they're most active. Like, if John and I wanted to plan a special dinner for ourselves, I don't know what we'd do with them. Like, we don't get to put them to bed and have them go away. They're more like, hey, what are we doing tonight? What do you guys want to watch tonight? Can I cook the...
Oh, so they're busy all day in their rooms and doing their thing. And
schoolwork or whatever it is.
Or sleeping. Right.
And then after dinner, they're like, so what are we going to do? Mom, what time are you going to bed? Because me and Dad wanted to watch some movie or
What are you going to do? For example, this weekend, what will you do?
Well, I think we have this some anime series. It's called Castlevania that we're all watching together. So we'll watch some of that. And we usually pick a movie. So that'll happen. If all else fails, we'll watch House Hunters International. We love that show. That's our family. That's, I would say, the family favorite.
The whole family loves your House Hunter shows?
It's the House Hunters International. Because you see another, it'll be someplace crazy like Ecuador or something, And there's these people and they're you see a bunch of what Ecuador's like. And they look at these houses and you see what they cost in American dollars to rent. It's interesting. It's really fun. And the kids are so into traveling that they love to... what does it cost to rent a place in Amsterdam? We're like, let's look at that. It's fun. Yeah, it's a good time.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I don't know how it happened, but we're out of time. So I will read your texts after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.